best of the KCMQ Morning Shag Podcast. Listen live weekdays starting at 5:30 a.m. Only on 96.7 KCMQ and KCMQ.com.
Last month, there was a story about two women who discovered they were dating the same guy. They dumped him and then went on a trip to Turkey together. We talked about it here on the Morning Shag, but this one may even trump that. That a woman in Idaho discovered that her boyfriend of several years was also dating six other women.
Six other women.
Just reading that is exhausting. Like, I yawn. God. Like, how, dude? Like, I get it. You're in your early 20s, but what?
Do you still have a full-time job at that point? I mean, who has the time?
Spoiler, it's not worth it. She found them. She found all his other girlfriends on social media and then connected on FaceTime. The women dumped the guy, and they all got together at one of their houses to share their stories. Now, the difference between men and women, I cannot in my wildest dreams ever imagine any time of my life finding out that my girlfriend or whatever was cheating on me with other dudes, of me going, really? Bros! Hey, man, that's like FaceTime. Right, hey, bros, let's get together for a couple of drinks. Let's share stories. I'm like, what? I'm eating peanut butter naked in a corner crying just thinking of those other dudes. Like, I want nothing to do with them.
I would agree. I would not care to meet the other men or dish or anything like that. No. Just leave me alone.
So when all six women got together to share their stories, they found out this dude told all of them that his dream one day was to get a VW bus and just travel the country. Hey, I'm just a free spirit.
Yeah.
So I need a bus, VW. I want to hit the road. So they came up with a brilliant idea, and that was to steal a man's dream. They pitched in, bought an old school bus, renovated it to where it includes bunk beds, rooftop deck, and then three of the six went on a summer-long cross-country road trip.
Oh my gosh.
It was Thelma and Louise. And Louise.
with hopefully without the ending. Yikes.
Now, the Washington Post actually reached out to the ex, the dude, and what do you know? He didn't want to talk about the situation.
Oh, really? He didn't want to talk about how he was dating multiple women at the same time, and then they stole his dream and lived it.
Mad respect, ladies, because that is the most petty, just rip your heart out and feed it to you maneuver. And I respect it.
But also, from my perspective, if I'm one of the people who was being cheated on, I would hate to go on a road trip, even in a cool, decked-out school bus. I would hate to go on that road trip with all of my ex's lovers. That would be awful.
I'm telling you, the difference between men and women, and ladies, that is some Temple of Doom, show you your heart while it's still beating, kicking you off a cliff stuff.
Good.
Your morning epiphany. The KCMQ Morning Shag presents Top of the Hour Shower Thoughts.
Garbage bags become garbage at the exact moment they become useful.
Now hear me out. What if, in an alternative timeline or different dimension, people pooped socially but yet ate privately behind closed doors?
There's a multiple timeline I don't want to be a part of. Shower Thoughts with Lease Tire Company. If it's round and rubber, Lease sells it. LeaseTireCompany.com.
Trevor, I hate to be the bearer of bad news. I don't like to be the guy that has to break this to you, but you need to hear it. You need to hear it now. I'm sorry, but ethically sourced cocaine is definitely not a thing.
Okay, why did I need to hear that?
2021 is the year of woke coke. I'm not even making this up.
What is happening?
Apparently, it's really big over across the pond in England that Brits are looking to ease their conscience over their involvement in the bloody drug wars. So now they're being targeted by dealers selling what they claim is ethically sourced cocaine.
This is job-creating cocaine right here. It's not from the cartels. It's fine.
This new report is explaining that recent attendees of a posh dinner party have been apparently jonesing for free-range nose candy, and their dealers are happy to provide it. And by provide, we mean just straight up lying about how no lives were ruined in the making of this dime bag that you ended up snorting off a dirty toilet seat because you had nowhere else to go.
Fantastic. All right. Good. And this is the thing that's the biggest heartbreak about it is, you know, if there's one person that you think you could trust, it would be your drug dealer, right? I mean, like, for a drug dealer to not be honest is, this is deplorable. What day is it? Come on.
I'm looking for a non-GMO free range 8-ball of cocaine,
right,
please.
And the cocaine is like, let me see what I have in the back. I have it all categorized, of course.
I feel like you're at your drug there. Can you tell me the quick history of this bag of cocaine?
Yes, all right. What was the name of this cocaine?
Were the farmers nice to it the whole time?
Is this grass-fed or corn-fed cocaine?
Only in 2021 would we be talking about woke coke. And call me old school, but I want mine to be as dirty as possible.
Okay, all right. That's no, allegedly, lawyers, that's not.
You know what I mean? Dirty, like the cleanest.
Yeah, right. Okay, all right. Okay, and we should just get out of this. Okay.
What the?
Time now for the KCMQ Morning Shag WTF News.
The ancient Egyptians apparently had proctologists. Reminds me of my favorite 80s one-hit wonder, Bend Over Like an Egyptian.
That's not the Bengals.
That's not how it went?
Nope.
Bend over like an Egyptian.
Flooding has recently hit France, which has the country in a panic for fear they may be forced to actually bathe themselves.
Yikes. And finally, Jeff Bezos is going into orbit today because in space, no one can hear Amazon workers screaming for help.
Oh, no.
The best of the KCMQ Morning Shag with Shags and Trevor podcast.
This morning, we gave a voice to the voiceless. And after reading some of these, we probably should have left them voiceless. But we were asking, give us your most unpopular opinion. Daniel says, I think toddlers should be forced to get a job and contribute to the family.
And do what, Daniel? What are toddlers qualified for?
I don't know. Ask Nike. They make a hell of a shoe.
Okay, that's... All right, that... Okay.
Or any Disney toy.
Oh.
Janet says, school doesn't teach you the life skills you actually need to survive.
I don't know if that's an unpopular opinion. I think that's just a decent fact.
I just thought it was common sense.
Yeah, I mean, like, they don't. Not really. A lot of things, at least.
Lachelle, her unpopular opinion, ranch dressing is gross.
You got to know where you're at, Michelle. You got to know where you live. You got to know who your audience is here.
My God, Lachelle. Slowly walk away from that comment.
Right?
I do enjoy Tom's. Tom's is the Mazda Miata is the worst car invented. I rage every time I see every old, balding, fat dude driving one.
I know where he's coming from. As a car guy, I appreciate this. It's a convertible. It's an affordable convertible. And it's really, really small, so its tiny little engine can give it some pep and have it move around. But yeah, I mean, it's not... If you want more power, you got to get something different.
The Rock should go back to wrestling and stay there.
Oh, wow.
Off the texter. That's a hot take,
man. That is a hot take. That's interesting.
Kirby says that CCR sucks. Kirby, I hope your neighbors launch fireworks all night long.
Good. Okay, fantastic. Yes. Thank you.
Owning a minivan isn't shameful. I can seat 7 and still have room for cargo.
Oh, yeah.
Plus, I can fit a whole fridge with the seats folded down. Can your SUV do that?
That's a fantastic argument. It's not a sexy vehicle, but it is an incredibly practical vehicle. And a lot of minivans now have a lot of nice features in them. Like, it's nice. It's really nice.
And then finally, post an unpopular opinion. Dustin says, Vince Neil should use vocal tracks when Motley Crue plays live again.
Yeah, that actually might be a good solution.
He needs the Milli Vanilli that bleep.
Yeah, like, I think that would...
He should not be allowed to sing when they go on tour. You stand up there and just lip sync.
So let me ask you this. Do you even want him standing up there? I mean, he did not do the workout regimen that he promised he was going to do.
He's still got to be paid. He's part of Motley Crue. Well, so you're going to pay him, roll his fat ass out there, and just make him stand there awkwardly and shame him every night going, you did this to yourself. No, you don't get a sing. It's a vocal track. Just act like you're doing something.
Okay, no, but if toddlers can be put to work, so can Vince Neil. Yes,
exactly. Right, continue the conversation on our Facebook page, KCMQ Morning Shag. What's your unpopular opinion?
Aha moments in the morning. It's top of the hour shower thoughts with the Morning Shag.
It just seems cruel that exercise is more difficult the more you need it.
Whoever decided to make underwear white was a real a-hole.
Okay, that. Shower thoughts with Lease Tire Company. If it's rounded rubber, Lease sells it. LeaseTireCompany.com.
If there's one thing, if there's only one thing the Morning Shag knows, it's fashion.
No, that's not.
Trevor is a mid-Missouri sex icon.
I am not.
And Trevor, we all know I'm a model. You know what I mean. And I do my little turn on the catwalk.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Don't. Okay.
On the catwalk. On the catwalk. Yeah. I shake my little tush on the catwalk.
Those are the lyrics of I'm Too Sexy by Right Said Fred, and unfortunately I know who sings I'm Too Sexy because of Shags.
So it may seem like women are in prime style mode for decades. Possibly their whole lives.
Always looking good.
They get it, looking good. Well, men, we go from looking like overgrown teenagers to wearing jean shorts and denim hats and suddenly pants up past our belly buttons.
Right, right.
But what does science have to say? A recent study found that men hit their style prime at the age of 30.
30? Really?
Oh, yeah. Now, it's worth pointing out, they didn't say how long that style prime lasts. So, being at 43, I'm still too sexy for my shirt.
Okay, no, don't.
Too sexy for my shirt. So sexy, it hurts.
No, please keep your shirt on. Nobody wants to see that.
I mean, I'm too sexy for Milan.
Don't, no.
Too sexy for Milan, right, New York, and Japan. So before we hit our style prime, we go through five overall looks, four hairdos, and three different facial hairstyles. And it makes sense because before I turned 30, I couldn't even grow a beard. It took me till about 33, 34 to do it. I was a late bearder.
Right. No, and you've come into your own on your hippie Gandalf, a homeless chic look here.
Thank you. That's really what I'm going for, is below poverty line Gandalf. That's what I want.
That's the look you're achieving. It's it. You're doing it. Living that dream. Yikes.
I mean, roughly 40% of the men surveyed described their style as casual, while 10% would call it smart, 5% would say it's cool.
Okay, yes. All right. I think I like casual. I try to keep it casual. I have pockets to carry the things that I need to carry. Lightweight, you know. I like the practicality, but yes, I know my look is not a cool look.
Oh no, see, mine is. I'm the CSC, dude. Casual, smart, and cool.
That's all good. Yeah, you've already acronymed it. Fantastic.
Because I'm too sexy for your party.
Stop it. Okay.
Too sexy for your party, Trevor. No way. I'm disco dancing.
That's ours. How do you say that without laughing?
Time now for the KCMQ Morning Shag WTF News.
Jeff Bezos said, hell yeah, when he was asked if he planned to return to space again. It's actually the exact same answer he gave when asked if he plans to continue to overwork and underpay his Amazon employees.
All right.
Hell yeah!
Hell yeah! MTV turns 40 next month, so let's all take a moment to thank them for 9 years of music.
Wasn't actually nine. I felt
probably
it was more
not.
Like 2.5.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
And finally, a Japanese light pole collapsed because it was constantly being peed on, which raises a very important question in how the hell is New York City still standing?
Follow Shags and Trevor on their Facebook page, KCMQ Morning Shag and KCMQ.com. Thanks for listening to the best of the KCMQ Morning Shag podcast.
Old Jeffrey Bees successfully launched himself, his brother, and two other people into space yesterday on board a giant penis.
It was a phallically shaped rocket, yes.
I have so many questions about this. Like, one, who designed your giant weenie that you decided to jump in and ride into space?
Oscar Mayer.
The second one is the 18-year-old kid. His dad won the auction, paid like $30 million.
Oh my gosh.
I'm just pulling that number out of my ass. I think it was like 28. It was millions. He paid millions of dollars to win this auction to go up in space and then was like, oh yeah, about that date. Sorry, double booked. Can't go. So my son can take my place. What are you doing in your life that is more important than riding a penis with Jeff Bezos into space?
with a millions plus dollar ticket attached to it. Like, oh my gosh.
It made history in getting the youngest and the oldest person into space.
Okay, all right.
But man, Jeff Bezos, what are you doing, dude? You're the richest man on the planet.
Yeah.
What are you doing wearing a cowboy hat like that? Are you trying to be Tommy Lee Jones in Space Cowboys? You literally looked like a giant penis wearing a cowboy hat that was about ready to climb into a giant penis and be flown into space.
I mean, the Space Cowboys theory is good. I mean, that makes sense, right? It's a similar kind of premise.
Now, I took a little bit of heat earlier this morning because I said a billionaire, richest man on the planet, decided to spend all this money to fly himself a couple of miles higher than an airplane takes you,
instead
of helping kind of end world hunger or like try to do something for the poor, and suddenly having compassion for others makes me a communist. But still, I'm like, Bezos, you're making your drivers pee in bottles because they can't take breaks, and you're using that money to fly penises just barely into you're playing just the tip with our atmosphere. You barely went up there. You didn't actually go into space. Am I wrong to be a little upset and disappointed?
I mean, you could be disappointed.
Human race.
I'm of the mind that, you know, I don't want anyone telling me how to spend my money, so I'm not about to tell somebody else how to spend their money. But I think it's pretty clear that could have spent some money on some better things, but again, I'm not one to judge in that way.
Back to the launch. Took about 7 minutes, and then the head separated from the shaft, and it achieved weightlessness. I wish I was making this stuff up!
That is the official news article.
The whole thing took about 10 minutes, or the average break time an Amazon employee gets after a 14-hour shift.
Right. Okay. All right.
Then he had the gall to come down and be like, oh, man, I really want to thank all of you that spent money on Amazon and my workers. It's like, dude, it's been reported. There's been lawsuits of underpaid, overworked, no bathroom breaks, wearing diapers, urinating on themselves to make quotas. And you're going, oh, man, really appreciate the poopy pants out there. Yes. Oh, if it weren't for you pee-pee and poopy pant workers, I couldn't have wrote a penis into space, so thank you.
But that's true, right? I mean, so there's a certain level of the bare minimum the guy could do is, after he gets back from space, be like, thank you for your work that allowed me to do that.
Wouldn't that be great if there was a premature launch?
3, 2, shoot, okay, all right, yeah, one, wait, it's fine.
Moments of clarity from the shower. It's the KCMQ Morning Shag's Top of the Hour Shower Thoughts.
People are so bad with turn signals that even when you see them used, we're still not 100% sure of their intentions.
You can't really describe the taste of salt accurately without saying salty. Try it. I dare you.
Shower Thoughts with Lease Tire Company. If it's round and rubber, Lease sells it. LeaseTireCompany.com.
I feel like Britney Spears, Trevor.
Do you now?
I just feel like Britney. Oops, I did it again.
Oh boy, here we go.
I read a headline, thought it was going to be a great story, and then 30 seconds before we go on, I actually read the story, and it's not what I expected.
God dang it. Oops, how many times does this have to happen?
I did it again.
No, please do not sing Britney Spears on a classic rock station. Oh, my gosh. How many times does this have to happen before you learn your lesson?
That's what I'm telling you, man. Oops, I did it again.
Golly.
The headline reads, men emit 16% more greenhouse gases than women.
Okay, that is a good headline.
That's a good headline, right? And you automatically think it's because of maybe some streaks in the whitey tighties. It's going to be like guys like to fart more. We're ruining the ozone with our bee holes.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? It's because we drive more. Lame.
Oh, we drive more. Oh, that's not what you were hoping for.
No, sentence number two. And I know we're immature, but we were expecting farts to be the main cause. The study didn't even factor that in, though. All I had to do is get to the second sentence of this article, and it explains to me farts aren't even related to this.
Yeah, that's embarrassing. That you, the second sentence is all you needed to read to now go, oh, yeah, this is not what I wanted it to be. We shouldn't do this.
Oops, I did it again.
All right.
And, researchers in Sweden looked at how much CO2, methane, and other gases the average person is responsible for.
So we're still going to do the story, even though it's not what you were thinking.
I did it again.
No, this is good, because this is your punishment. This is what's going to help you learn. Let us try to make this entertaining and fascinating for our listeners. Let's do this.
Men cause 16% more greenhouse gas overall, mainly because guys tend to drive more and use more gasoline. Oops, I did it again.
Like, yeah, all right, yeah. Uh-huh.
They also found flying has a huge effect. In general, about a third of the emissions the average person is responsible for each year come from vacations and traveling. Oops, I did it again.
This is riveting. This is riveting stuff. You bathe in this. Bathe in it.
Oops, I did it again.
Is that the end of the article? You have nothing more?
That was all of it. I don't even have a fart joke to make.
Have you learned your lesson? Is this the last time?
See,
that's a no.
And this is why we have you around. I forget about your sense of humor. Did I learn my lesson?
Look at the jokes.
Look at the jokes this guy has.
Okay, yeah.
Oops,
all right.
I did it again.
At least I know how to read past the second sentence of a story.
What the?
Time now for the KCMQ Morning Shag WTF News.
A script for the Sex and the City reboot has leaked. Also leaking are all the adult diapers on set.
Okay, that. Gross.
Flight attendants have been taught fighting skills to deal with unruly passengers. In other words, you'll get half of that Sprite can and you'll like it.
And finally, Netflix will begin streaming video games. In response, GameStop said, well, we're going to start carrying documentaries about Ted Bundy.
How do you like that?
The best of the KCMQ Morning Shag with Shags and Trevor podcast.
Should workers get paid for their time they spent commuting? Well, duh.
What? It's obvious? It's just obvious that they should?
So when you think about all the time you spend working, do you include your commute? I mean, it's time you're giving up for your bleeping job, and you're usually not getting paid for it unless it's specifically part of your gig or you're much better at negotiating contracts than I am. But a recent poll asked people if they thought those hours should count towards a person's work. And the results were like split down the middle. 41% said yes, 41% said no, and 18% didn't know.
18%? What? Pick a side, 18%.
How do you not know 18%? Hey, man, what are you doing with your life?
What's the thing about here? Come on. It's obviously no.
What? Get you corporate shrill. Of course you would say no. Corporate man over there, okay, Mr. Suit and Tie.
It just doesn't make sense.
Mr. Whatever you want, corporate America. Let's underpay and overwork everyone.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
So
putting words in my mouth again.
Climb on the backs of my fellow workers to get up this corporate ladder.
All right. If I may explain my position. If you are being paid to commute, you are now encouraged to move further away from your place of business. So if you wanted to move, you could move to Montgomery City and you could drive an hour into Columbia and get paid for it when you're doing nothing. You're not doing anything productive in that time. You're just driving to work.
Well, excuse me, Trevor, but have you seen the public schools here in Columbia? Not that good. So yeah, I might move.
Oh, come on. That's
to Montgomery City. So my children can get a good education.
And that's fine. You have every right to do that. And if you want to live in Montgomery City, fantastic. Go do that. But you now have to commute an hour into work. And I don't think you should get paid for it. You're not doing any work.
I'll even one-up it. I think we should get paid from the moment our alarm goes off.
Of course you do.
All I'm thinking about at that point is work. I'm getting dressed for work. Yeah. The whole morning routine is revolved around work. It should be work.
You would make the argument that because you have to go to bed at 8 o'clock at night, and you really would like to go to bed more at like 10, 11, you should be paid for those 2 to 3 hours that you have to go to bed early because of work. That's what you would say.
I definitely argue we should get paid when the alarm goes off in the morning. I mean, we can negotiate about my bedtime, but morning routine is 100% about work. The commute is 100% about work. It's all we're thinking about. So yes, we should get paid. And on your point, Trevor, I wouldn't want to move too far away because then somebody like new guy Tim could come in and be like, ooh, I'm like Trevor, I want to be a corporate shrill too. I'll just move across the street from work. So then it's cheaper to hire me than it is Shags. So I can't move that far away.
But why would you want that to be a factor in your employment? Like, live where you want. Live wherever you want. That is fine. No.
Pay me.
You make the choices that you want to make. If you want to live closer to work, great. If you want to live somewhere else that's further away, great. But, like if it doesn't have to enter into employment in the current system if you're not getting paid for your commute.
I am living in 2021. I am entitled to this money, Trevor.
Oh, there it is. There it is. Oh, man.
Welcome to the future.
Anybody who is 25 and under just went, oh, my gosh, Shags, preach. Preach.
Pay me.
Your morning epiphany. The KCMQ Morning Shag presents Top of the Hour Shower Thoughts.
The reason the washing machine only ever eats one sock is because when it eats a pair, we don't notice it.
Jim Morrison sang like an angry young Frank Sinatra on LSD.
It's accurate.
Shower thoughts with Lease Tire Company. If it's round and rubber, Lease sells it. LeaseTireCompany.com.
The transformation is nearly complete.
Okay. No. No, no.
Where Trevor becomes a Karen, creating the most dangerous creature on the planet, the Krever.
That is not what's happening here.
Unleash the Krever! Okay.
All right. There's a bit of a dilemma. I'm curious what to do, and he's calling me a Karen for it. Here's what happened. I checked into a hotel a while back. And the woman behind the front desk, you know, she needs the card for incidentals, standard. Hand her my card. She gives it back to me. I put it back in my wallet. And then she says, ooh, hey, I need your card one more time. Something went wrong. Don't think much of it. Just, here you go. Yeah, give it right back to her. And she, you know, runs it one more time. I go back up to the room. You know, we're checked in. We're settled. It's like 4 hours. And then I start getting fraud alerts from the card company telling me, hey, did you make these purchases? And no, I did not. I absolutely did not. A handful of them, they stopped. I'm like, I didn't get charged or anything. Like, I'm okay in that way. But the first thing I thought of was that front desk person took my card the second time. I wonder.
So you're blaming the poor lady and the front desk. Have you ever used the card before on the internet?
I'm not blaming her because I have no evidence. I have no proof that she did anything wrong. And here is my dilemma. Do I call the hotel to say, hey, this happened. I have no proof that person did it. No, it's not. I'm simply opening up the dialogue of like, if you happen to see a pattern occurring with multiple customers calling you saying, hey, my credit card information was stolen and they can track it down to that person. If that person is actually doing it, great. But like, I can't prove that she did it, nor can I control if the manager overreacts and potentially fires her if she's innocent. And so that's where I'm like torn of what do I do?
No, you're not. You shouldn't be torn. It's just a coincidence. There's no way you can prove it. So even if you do complain, if you call and ask for the manager, then even if the poor gal doesn't get fired, if she's innocent, then they're always going to be thinking that she did it.
Yeah,
there's
going to
be that stigma on her.
You would think.
And it's just a coincidence. Yeah, it may have happened, but it didn't happen immediately. And do you use that card on the internet?
That's obvious. It is not a pinpointed, she's absolutely the person who stole my credit card information. No. That is not true. I know that, and that's why I'm like, I don't know if I should call to potentially keep it from happening to somebody else, but then I can't control what might happen to this person if she's not the one who did it.
I feel like I'm sitting here watching the transition as we speak from Trevor to Trevor.
A Karen wouldn't have thought about it twice. A Karen would have called immediately and would have started complaining and blaming this person. I am actually thinking there's a chance it's not her. It's a chance that it didn't happen and not acting on it. So I'm at least thinking about it.
I'm not calling you a Karen. I'm calling you a Trevor. There's still Trevor in there, but you're having some very strong Karen tendencies that you were on vacation last week and that you're still thinking about calling and ratting on this poor gal that you have no proof she did anything. So that's where the Karen, I feel like I'm watching Bruce Banner possibly turn into the Hulk, that the Karen is starting to get stronger and take over the Trevor, and soon the transformation will be complete and we'll have
I'm trying to potentially help people not be frauded by this person the one doing it.
Okay, that's the most Karen thing you can say.
What?
Who gives a bleep about other people? You're just more concerned about tattling on someone.
No.
You're not going to be bothered if I go to that same hotel and it happened to me.
I would be bothered by that. I absolutely would be bothered by that.
Get over yourself, Trevor.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. All right. Well, yeah, I'm coming on the side of, regardless of everything Shags is saying, no harm, no foul. Again, without any proof, I don't want this person to get in trouble if they're innocent. I have no proof that they did anything. I'm okay. The credit card company flagged the charges, so I'm not charged. I'm all right. I think I'm just going to let it go. But I think it was an interesting dilemma that I wanted to think through.
And now we have a new character on the show.
No.
Trevor!
That's not okay. What the?
Time now for the KCMQ Morning Shag WTF News.
A Canadian man hasn't used money in 18 years. Some are calling him a revolutionary, but his closest friends are calling him a freeloader. Come on, Bill, buy something, bud.
That makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense. You can now buy mac and cheese ice cream. You can find it at your local grocery store in the abomination aisle.
And finally, Netflix fired 3 employees who complained about their jobs, which tells me who most needs to Netflix and chill is Netflix.
The best of the KCMQ Morning Shag Podcast. Listen live weekdays starting at 5:30 a.m. Only on 96.7 KCMQ and KCMQ.com.
Trevor, this year I will be boycotting the Olympics.
You will.
I'm boycotting them because I know the pain and suffering of losing a job after a failed drug test.
Okay. All right. That's...
It's just not fair.
No, right. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
It's just not fair.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's a plant. But I had a top 5 list of the reasons I was boycotting the Olympics, but I just gave you number 5. So now it's the number 4 list. I wasted number 5 on that joke. Not really wasted. I think it was worth it. But I now have a top 4 list of the reasons I am boycotting the Olympics. Do we have some type of fanfare, Trevor? Some like cheering or some noises to go after I give off?
Sure.
My top four list.
I got something. Yeah, we got something.
I'm excited to hear him. Here we go, Trevor. Okay. The top 4 reasons I'll be boycotting the Olympics. I'm just too busy building my Jeff Bezos penis rocket. Funny enough, that was the actual sound the rocket made when it launched.
Of course it is. Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
Number 3, my top reasons I will be boycotting the Olympics. I prefer my wrestling to be real with folding chairs and thumbtacks.
Happy birthday to him. I don't care. Good luck.
The number 2 reason I'm boycotting the Olympics, the only thing I like to watch from Japan is anime porn. How did you find my anime porn? That sounds
That is not. Oh my gosh, no. Okay.
And the number 1 reason. The number 1 reason I will not be watching the Olympics this year is because I can get more of a contact high watching the X Games.
What is that? Oh, no, not the beast! Not the beast! Ah! I love my eyes! My eyes! Ah! Come on.
Bring home the gold, USA, USA, USA.
But you're not watching it, so why are you saying bring home the gold, USA, USA?
Well, because I'm not a loser. I want us to win.
Your morning epiphany. The KCMQ Morning Shag presents Top of the Hour Shower Thoughts.
People would love the idea of being able to fly because it looks like it's so effortless. If it looked like it took a lot of energy, which it would, I don't think anybody would want to do it.
A dead Ghostbuster has the potential to be the biggest ally or the most annoying enemy of any living Ghostbuster.
Shower Thoughts with Lee's Tire Company. Fitzround and Rubber Lee sells it. LeesTireCompany.com.
Trevor, there is a pandemic, an epidemic that is tearing the world apart. It's called sweaty boob cash.
That's the epidemic. That's the one.
Why? Is there something else that's going on?
Just one or two more things.
This is the only thing on my radar right now.
Well, that doesn't surprise me.
It's sweaty boob cash.
Okay. All right.
I've had to deal with it. It's not fun. It's gross. It's slimy. It's stinky. And now it's taking over the world. There is a guy named Mattress Mick in Ireland who refuses to take sweaty boob cash anymore.
People using sweaty boob cash to buy a mattress? Like, mattresses are kind of expensive. That would be a lot of cash.
Apparently so.
Huh.
Because he's announced he is no longer accepting sweaty boob cash. And that means money you've been storing in your bra, ladies and a few gents. So Mattress Mick is claiming this is a real problem. He says his employees shouldn't have to deal with it. And that the cash they've been getting lately is even sweatier than normal because of the heat wave.
Sure, sure, yeah.
So he said, that's it, I'm banning it. No more sweaty boob money. He put a sign out front that says, no bra money, reactions mixed.
Really?
Some people agree with him and think it's gross, but other people say banning it is unfair because a lot of women's clothes don't have pockets.
I was about to say, those people are the people who are using, like, sweaty boob money to pay for things.
And you can put a fanny pack on, carry a purse, anything other than just cramming your ID and cramming your cash right there next to the old meat puppet. Like, come on.
I would agree. Female clothing does not have pockets as much as they should. It's weird. My wife complains about it all the time. I don't understand it. But right, yeah, I mean, like, get a little creative. Let's figure out better solutions. We're able to.
I've come up with it. I can prevent it. I can stop it dead in its tracks, Trevor,
can you now?
Right now. Yeah. It's called junk drawer change. Your junk drawer, which is your crotch, that's where you keep all your change now. So if you want to pay me in sweaty boob cash, guess what? I'm digging around the front, and sometimes the spare change gets in the back.
Oh,
I'm going to dig around back there a little bit.
Nope, that's
disgusting.
And then
I'm going to give you your change.
Yeah, all
right. And guess what? You're not going to want to put my junk drawer change in your boob cash stash anymore.
You have such a way with words. I mean
Thank
to
you.
Tell you. Wow.
Thanks for listening to the best of the KCMQ Morning Shag Podcast.
Oh my God, are you crazy?
Hear more from Shags and Trevor weekday mornings on Classic Rock 96.7 KCMQ and KCMQ.com.